There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Kelly, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm a first-time caller, but I've listened to you for a long time, and I regard your advice highly.
Well, thank you. Let's see how I can help you.
Well, Mike, I'm going to just start out with a question.
Okay.
I want to know, how do I support my nieces in a very turbulent time in their life, and remain confidential with them? And the second part of that is, how do I help my brother and help advise him as to deal with this difficult time that he's having with his family?
How old are your nieces?
The oldest is 17. We'll call her Mary.
Okay.
And her sister, Susie, is 15.
Okay. Are we going through a divorce or something?
Actually, what is happening is these girls have been raised in a home with alcoholism and codependency, and my brother's been enabling his wife. She is the alcoholic, and it's very emotional. I'm sorry. The oldest, Mary, has left the home. She's 17, bright girl, number three in her class. And she's moved into a home with a friend whose mom is a social worker who's been speaking with her about what steps to take. And she's filed for emancipation from her parents. I'm not sure if I'm in support, but then again, I'm not sure that I don't support her either, because I'm aware of the existence that she's had since she's been born.
Is she what, a senior in high school? Senior in high school?
Correct. She is a senior in high school.
Is she going to go to college?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she is going to go to college. I hope. I mean, she speaks of it. She's very bright, as I said. However, this is what's happening now, is they're just really freshly into their senior year. She's living with this friend of hers. My brother, I spoke with him last night, which I don't speak with him often. No falling out, but I don't speak with him often. And he let me know that she's not attending classes. She's tardy. She's missed a lot of school. Her grade point average is sinking. She's a C to a low C student, where she's always been straight A. Always.
Do you live in the same city?
I do not. I live 3 hours from them. I live in the state of New Hampshire, and I'm 3 hours from them. My husband and I are very close to our nieces and have always been. We see them maybe on an average of once a month, but they call us, they text us, they're very open to us.
What's happened? Why is she having such a tough time in school?
I don't know what's going on, and this is something that I didn't realize, that she was having such a tough time. I will say this. This is my theory, is that she's so bright that she could have graduated last year. However, her parents wanted her to go through her last year of school and graduate. I kind of feel that there's almost an apathy at this point, that she feels that she has all the credits that she needs. She doesn't need to be in school as much as her parents feel that she needs to be. She's no longer with her parents. It's almost as if she's taking over.
Why don't we, I mean, the problem is she's going to trash her record, which
I
is going to make college harder. If this were my niece, I would probably get her on the horn and say, look, let's get you into maybe junior college or whatever. If she has enough credits to graduate from high school.
She does.
Then let her graduate, let her start junior college or something, so she's not trashing her record, and then the emancipation makes some sense.
Right.
I mean, why would we keep her in a place if she's got enough credits? What we
she does.
So get that done. That's the first thing I would do for her. I mean, she has a legitimate reason to not be at home. She has a legitimate reason not to be in school. But let's, I mean, she's 17, and colleges are not going to be real thrilled with a kid who's been making straight A's for the last 11 years and all of a sudden is getting C's. They're going to view it as either drugs or alcohol. So I'd get her out of there. I'd say, look, here, and I'd give her a call today and say, look, you've done what you need to do. You don't want to do your senior year. So let's arrange with the school committee to either give you your diploma, you can pick it up next June, but that you've in fact graduated. Get yourself into junior college. Live on campus if you want, so then you don't have to go through this whole messy emancipation thing. And get started with your life. So, I mean, there's what she doesn't understand is that people are going to view this completely differently than she's viewing it. But there's no reason. She's already done what she needs to do. So fine, let's move on.
Okay.
What about the younger kid? Because that's the one who's still...
this is the other part of that. When Mary, the older one, decided that she'd had enough, this is back in February, she left and she brought the younger sister along to a friend's house. They spent the night. Then they ended up staying with their grandmother, my mom, for a good week or two. The younger sister decided that this wasn't the right move for her, that the alcoholism and what's going on at their home wasn't a threat to her, and she went back to her home. Now the two sisters aren't speaking.
That's okay.
The older sister is still trying to get the younger sister out of home, fearing that that she's sad, that
Look, we talked about what to do with Mary, which is to get her, you know, to move her on. In terms of Susie, I think the thing I would, the point I would make to Mary is, kiddo, look, this isn't a democracy that you have a different sense than your sister does. You had those extra couple of years with your parents. It's not that she doesn't love you. Don't make this a popularity contest, because it's not. Either way, whether she comes with you or not, you're going to leave. And she understands that. So let's take care of you right now. I'll help take care of Susie. Your sister loves you, but don't make her choose between you and her folks. That's an unfair thing to do, and nobody would have made you do it at 15. And that's the point, that, you know, that it's sometimes, especially when we're feeling a little iffy about stuff, that we want other people to come along with us to basically reaffirm and confirm our decision. But what's best for us may or may not be good for somebody else. And so sometimes we need to just understand that we have to have the confidence to go ahead with something that works for us, but understand it may not be the best solution for someone else. That there's not one solution that will work for everybody, and especially the difference between being 13 and 17. I mean, those are four major differences of years. I mean, one, you're just really poised right in the brink of adulthood or vaguely adulthood and some independence. At 13, not even close. And I mean, if you figure out 4 years of 13 is, you know, basically a third of your life to still go. I mean, those years. So don't assume that you know, basically, no one should ever assume that they know the best solution for somebody else, even as a parent, that we think that we may know. But especially as our children begin to get older or our sibs get older, that they're going to have more a sense of what's right for them, and it may not be the same as what's right for us. And it doesn't mean that we're wrong to make the decision for us, but it means that we're probably not right to make the decision for someone else, especially if they oppose us on it. And again, you hear me all the time say, we can learn a lot more from our mistakes than we from our successes, and we're going to learn a lot more from our mistakes than somebody else's ideas, right? Because just replicating them without thinking them through doesn't really prepare us for having to make decisions and accurate decisions about our own life. And a mistake, think how much you learn from your mistakes. That's when you learn, because it's too painful to do it again. So you figure out, okay, if this didn't work the first time, it's probably not likely to work the second time or the 14th time, so maybe I need to figure out alternatives, right? 855-993-7569, a great time to get in touch with me and talk with me about your successes or your failures, your awkwardness or your moments of glory. 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Oh,
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea to give me a holler. In the meantime, we've gotten, is this an email? Is that what you're, what we're doing here?
Yeah, we got an email from Bill. It's short. It's just more so of a question for you.
Okay.
Bill says, Dr. Joy, are you familiar with EMDR, and what is your opinion of its success?
EMDR. I think this is the stuff that with
I just checked it. It's eye movement desensitization.
Yeah, yeah, this was really popular about 15 years ago. The idea being that the eyes are the eyes are basically brain tissue. Okay, so the idea is that you can kind of reboot the brain by how you deal by some very specific exercises that you use to deal with the brain. It was very popular for a while, to sort of cure everything from schizophrenia to epilepsy to all sorts of things. There's an organization that specifically deals with the desensitization. It's the idea is, as you say, it's eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. It depends who you talk to. You can sort of deal with post-traumatic stress disorder is probably the most common usage of it, and perhaps the most effective. With the idea being, and it's a little unclear exactly why it works, to be quite honest, except the assumption that the eyes are basically brain tissue, and so you're not dealing with medication. The good news about it, as far as I'm concerned, is that it's non-invasive. It's not medication. It's not surgery. You basically go in for a series of treatments, and they go on for either an hour or an hour and a half sometimes. And remember in the old the old movies where they'd have the hypnotist with his finger in front of your eyes and say, follow, and your ophthalmologist or even your neurologist will do it, where they move their finger in front of your eye and you follow. The idea being that in the same way, let me give you an analogous situation, which I think also will work. The idea of if you are recalling, if you're feeling, let's say, an anxiety, well, look, basically, square breathing is essentially a similar kind of approach. When you're having an anxiety attack, when something is triggered, essentially a trauma, which is an anxiety attack, can be viewed on some level as a post-traumatic stress disorder, right? That something triggered it initially. Whatever the initial trigger is probably long gone and may not even be known. And the idea is that you can kind of reprogram your body by your breathing. This one is a similar kind of philosophy that says you can reprogram your body and your emotions, your bodily responses, by eye movements as opposed to breathing. Okay, the idea that essentially that either eye movements and or breathing kind of reset your clock a bit. I probably am much more in favor of square breathing. I guess just because I've been doing it longer, I know about it more. But I think that anything that will distract you temporarily from, because we know that in post-traumatic stress disorder, in a panic disorder, whatever you're going to call it, hyperventilation, they're all really describing a very similar, if not identical, phenomenon. The distraction is very useful. I've mentioned that when I'm in the midst of, when I wake up in the middle of the night in a panic attack, what I'll do is go walk around, I'll go do a Sudoku, I'll go read a book for a while. And basically, I'll do square breathing, I'll do visualization, because all of those are just techniques to essentially distract you for a while, because all of these phenomena are short duration phenomena. A panic attack doesn't go on for very long. It feels like it's going on for a very long time when you're in the middle of it, but it really doesn't last for very long. Adrenaline is really a very short-term, quick response. That quick response can mean 15, 20 minutes. It doesn't mean 3 minutes. So if you can distract yourself, then your physical mechanism will take over from that, and especially if you're doing something that's calming to you, which is, for me, walking or taking a shower sometimes, or for me, when I get overheated, when my body gets too warm. So I will sometimes go and get something cold to drink, or I'll put some ice on my pulse points. So that basically the idea is that if you can move away from whatever it is that's triggering this response, your body will kind of reset itself. And the EMDR is just one way of resetting it. And the idea that somebody's helping you with it, that you're talking about it, that instead of keeping it sequestered away and letting it sort of control you, that you're taking some active steps to feel better about it. And I think all of these will work. So it's not that I think it will work or not work. The idea being that a hypnosis will also work, which is actually working on a slightly different mechanism. But the idea being that traumatic events, if exposed to the light and sort of coupled with more positive responses, can make you feel less uncomfortable. So the idea is that, as they say, it weakens the effect of negative emotions. Okay, so it's not that I disagree with it. There are the technique is about 25 years old, I think. So they've been doing it since late 80s, early 90s. And the person who kind of invented it decided that she was having a very tough day, and she was walking through the woods, and she decided that her anxiety lessened as her eyes were moving from side to side. And so she found that other people were doing the same thing. Now, someone could argue that by moving your eyes to side to side, you're noticing other things. So again, it's a distraction technique. So I never argue with anything that works. And the nice thing about this, other than it being somewhat expensive sometimes, depending on who you go to and whether or not your insurance will cover it, is that it's non-invasive. And, you know, anything that... magic is anything that you believe will work. And so, as I said, that I think square breathing does the same thing. And you can do this for yourself. You don't need necessarily someone to do this with you. And so self-reliance is much to be valued, and free is much to be valued. But I don't disagree with that. I think you need to be very clear about what your expectations are and how long it's going to go on and who's and how much it costs and things of that sort. But you can hear, I'm not a great proponent of it, but I'm not a great opponent of it either. So, and I think there are other things that basically work essentially as well. And I think that the talking about it with somebody else is probably as valuable as any of the techniques itself. But I don't argue with it, okay? Does that answer the question? Well, if you can hear me, it's not that I'm tap dancing as much as just saying, somebody's always coming up with something new, I suppose, because we're a country that values new over old. And anything that works for you, I'm in favor of. As I said, it's one of those things that there's a great deal of controversy about it, but it's hard to argue with something that's as benign as that. It just tends to be a little bit expensive sometimes, and it's not something you can necessarily do for yourself, although you can try it. Try just moving your eyes back and forth, see what happens. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sherry, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Dr. Joy?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, you're great.
Well, thanks. How can I help?
I think I made a big mess. All right. I called you about a year ago. I want to get a divorce. But we still cohabit in the same house. We have two children. We have financial problems. So we really need to sell the house to split the money.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, since 2012, we've still been living together and, you know, the house does need some renovations, probably another $5,000 to finish. And it's probably going to take a while to get that much money to finish the renovation. And I just wanted to run it by you and see if I'm missing anything, something I could be thinking
well,
about.
Well, what kind of, I mean, 2012 is now 3 years ago, so, and it sounds like you're not terribly close to getting the $5,000. What are the renovations that you think you need to perform on the house?
Okay, so some of the feedback we've gotten from showing the home is that people wanted, you know, updated kitchens and bathrooms.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. So, and that's what a realtor's going to tell you. But look, at this moment, what's the house worth without the renovations?
I would say, let's say $430,000.
$430,000. Okay.
Yeah, we're not upside down. We owe about $360,000.
Okay, so you get about 70 out of it, probably a little less than that, but because there are closing costs and stuff. And so if you put the renovations in, and kitchens cost more than $5,000, kitchens and bathrooms are really expensive.
Yeah, it's just that our kitchen is partially done already because my husband is handy and he's already tiled, and we've already gotten two new appliances, so we don't have everything to do.
So what else do you have to do in the kitchen?
The counter and a new range and a hood and then the sink.
All right, there are a couple. Well, I don't think that's $5,000 worth, though.
Oh, what I meant was also because we do have two bathrooms that I think need to be renovated. One is already gutted, and all we need is just a tub and the tile for that one to finish. And then the other one's a very small bathroom that, you know, we just have to do. And that's why I was adding it all together in my mind.
Okay.
Thinking.
Okay. Well, I mean, there are a couple of possibilities here. One is you could sell it as is and just take, I mean, how much do you think the renovations will add? What value do you think they'll add to the house? Will they add $25,000?
I think it will add probably about $50,000. I think we could probably get $480,000 for it.
Okay. All right. Do you have, a first mortgage on the house?
Yeah.
Go get a second mortgage. Mortgage rates are really go to the bank and explain to them. You maybe even get a home equity loan because basically you own. There's a lot of equity in that house. There's $70,000 worth of equity in the house, which is 20%. I don't know. Look, go talk to your bank is the first place to do, or your credit union, and see if they'll tell them that that you want a second mortgage, or you want a home equity loan, because mortgages are really cheap right now. I mean, a couple percent, and that you need $5,000 on maybe even a bridge loan if you can get it done in like. Well, be careful about a bridge loan because it'll probably become due before the house is actually sold, and so you'd want to do that. But go talk to your banker. Go talk to your credit union, your banker. Explain to them exactly what you explained to me. And I would go and get prices for all the things you still need. So you can actually present them a document that says, this is how much money we need. Put a little bit more in there just because things are going to cost a little bit more and you don't want to, you know, you don't want to be $100 short and not be able to finish up the job. And you want to put it on the market in the spring, which is just about now, in the summer, and sell it and see where you get. I mean, you're not talking about a huge amount of money, but I would document, I would sit down, you and your husband, and document exactly, and you know, go to Home Depot, go and see, you know, Habitat has kitchen and bathroom stuff and stuff like that. Although, I mean, and go see how you can do it so it'll look nice for the minimum amount of money. And $5,000 sounds like a fairly reasonable estimate. It's probably more than you need. And see if you can convince the bank to either give you a home equity loan or a second mortgage on it. Get it done immediately and sell the house and you're done.
Okay.
The other, all right, there's another, that's one possibility. I think that's the most sensible. The other is decide that at this moment, getting out of that house and getting out of the marriage is more important to you than the $50,000, which is a hard decision to make because it's not actually 50, it's 45, and you don't know what you're going to actually get for the house and yada yada, and there's going to be time that's going to go by. So one of the possibilities is putting the house in the market as is and tell them that you'll do the renovations to their specifications within a budget after closing. So that they can pick out, for example, the color of the tile in the bathroom. That's a possibility. I'm trying to think if there's any. I suppose the other is just put it on that. I mean, I know people who've bought houses for exactly that reason, is that they wanted that I agree with you that bathrooms updated and kitchens updated will sell a house better, but you don't want to put a whole lot of money into it because no matter what you put in, somebody else may, for example, want, you may put in, a gas range and they want electric or vice versa, or they may, you put in a tub and they wanted a shower. So I would, the place needs to look like it's not a project, but be careful about spending a huge amount of money on it because it may not, somebody else may not have your same taste. So, and it'd break your heart to put all this money in. I mean, tubs, who knows? I mean, everybody I know who bought a house with a tub took it out and put a shower in because nobody really used tubs anymore. And they call them soaking tubs now as opposed to bathtubs. I mean, people have them. Nobody uses them. So, but the first thing I do is just go talk to the bank. Are you working right now?
I am working. I'm the only one. And then, we do have the financial problem because we have been behind on our mortgage.
Well, if you're behind on your mortgage, the bank is probably not going to be real interested in doing this. Are there any family members you can borrow some money from? And just give them a note. Just treat it as a bank. That I mean, look, if you could get $2,500 from his family and $2,500 from your family, no matter who you get it from, or even if you decide to sell the house as is and you'll do the and you can show a prospective buyer how much it would cost to finish it, you need to have the specific information about and go to Home Depot or wherever, and so exactly how much the tile is going to cost, exactly how much the tub is going to cost, exactly how much the range is going to cost, exactly how much the counters are going to cost. And then present it to somebody so they know that you're not fooling around with it.
Right.
And that way you know. And if it turns out to be... Pardon?
Because I did have friends who offered to help me get out by giving me some money, but I was embarrassed.
Well, it depends how much you want to get out. I hear. And instead of giving you money, just sign a paper of a loan that you'll give them back the money with interest. You're not talking about a huge amount of money. First of all, listen, regardless of what you do, go and get, so you know to the penny, more or less how much things are going to cost, all right? Because that will reassure...
I do know that.
Okay. Well, don't say $5,000. Give them a list. Break it down so everybody has a sense that you're absolutely sensible and very businesslike about this, number one. Number two, the person who offered you the money, I would say, listen, I will borrow it under one condition. I will sign a note, and I will pay you 8% interest or 6% interest or something, which is double or triple within getting place else.
Okay.
And so you're going to be paying a little bit of a penalty for it, but for $5,000 for a couple months, the difference isn't going to make any difference. It'll make you feel better. It'll make them feel, and they're probably going to say, "No, no, you don't have to do that. We're willing to give you the money." But I'd sign a note because that'll make you feel that it's a business deal. That you, in fact, when you sell the house, will give them the money back. I would make sure that I had a little bit of time to give it back because the house may not sell immediately, and there may be some other expenses. But so and I would start paying them back in increments if you possibly can, as soon as you can, because then they'll know what's coming back. You'll feel better about it. And essentially what you're doing is just treating your bank as the bank of Frank or the bank of Sarah or something.
You're right. Okay.
So, listen, the P word has been coming up a lot these last couple of weeks. And look, I'm not suggesting that we don't have pride. I'm just saying we should make sure that our pride isn't getting in the way of something more important. And if this way it sounds like it's happiness, it's survival, it's ending a chapter of your life that's not working very well.
Right.
So, asking for help, listen, when other people ask you for help, you don't think less of them quite often, especially if they're reliable and they pay you back. But let me put you on hold for just a minute. I'll come right back to you. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Sherry, who's in an unhappy marriage. Have both of you decided you want out of this marriage, Sherry?
No, just mostly me.
Well, because let me point out a couple things to you, kiddo. That if he doesn't want to get out of this marriage, the best way to not get out of the marriage is to not finish up the kitchen and the bathrooms. Right? Because then you can't sell the house.
You are correct.
So, you mean...
But I think that he knows that I'm resolved, so I think he wouldn't really, like, send back the repairs.
Okay.
He hasn't made things easy. You know, but...
Well, but, like, but again, you're here.
Like, I'm willing to sell for less price, you know, just to move on. and he really wants.
Okay. Does he know that?
Renovations.
Look, here's one of the things you need to do.
Renovations.
I think if this is where you are, because I basically agree with you. I mean, the difference between splitting $70,000 and splitting $100,000, or let's say you're saying it's going to add 50, so the difference minus, so let's say 40. The difference between splitting $70,000 and $110,000 in the long run is the difference between $35,000 and $55,000, which is $20,000 difference, which is not nothing. But over the course of the rest of your life, it's not a whole lot, right?
Right.
So that's number one to kind of pull behind your, you know, tuck behind your left ear. Then I would sit down with him and say, look, I would really like to get these renovations done. I will come up with the money, because it sounds like you can get it from your friend. And can we get this done in the next month and put it on the market in the next 30 to 60 days, with the idea being that we would be out by the end of the summer? And you may, if you want to do this, it may be worth it to you to give him part of that extra money just as an incentive. Because at this moment, from his point of view, there's no particular reason to do this. As long as the bathroom and the kitchen aren't done, in theory, he believes you're not going to sell the house, which means you'll stick around. And he may not be very happy, and you may not be very happy, but if he doesn't really want a divorce, you guys have got kids, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he may feel that this is, that by dragging his feet, that at least he doesn't become an absent parent.
Right, that's true.
So I would sit down and talk with him and say, you know, I promise you that, you know, that we'll split childcare, that I'll give you an extra $5,000 or something. Why is he not working?
You know, I have my theories, but I don't really know.
What was he doing?
Is there nothing wrong with him? No, he.
How long has he not been working?
He has never really, like, we've been married a long time. He's never really, like, held anything, and he's very capable, but, like, he has problems, you know, just dealing with people and doing what he's supposed to do. But there's nothing wrong with him physically. Like, he's okay.
Do you think he's going to help you? Do you think, if you sit down and said, I can get the $5,000 tomorrow, I'll go to Home Depot over the weekend, we'll have all the things that you need to finish this up, do you think he'll do it or not do it?
I think he would do it.
Okay.
He also told me this morning, we were arguing, and he said, well, just give him $5,000 and he'll just leave the home. But I don't believe, you know, that will last long, you know, with him not working, and then I still have to pay back that money and then maintain the house.
Yeah, I don't think that makes any sense.
Okay, me neither.
I mean, because exactly as you point out, you have no control over it, that he can, I mean, keeping him out, unless he's willing to put in writing that he'll, you know, that for $5,000 he will vacate the premises, give up, you know, all rights to whatever, the house or whatever, you're still going to have to, and having him do the work is going to cost you less than having somebody else do it. So that doesn't seem to me to make much sense, because you have no guarantees
just arguing,
about it.
Yeah, just arguing and everything.
I would say to him that look, I understand that this has gotten to the point where it's making both of us really unhappy. What if I got the money, and we'll work on it? You know, we don't have to work on the same. We can work on it together, but in separate rooms, so we don't have to be around each other. We'll get it done within the next 2 weeks, because it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot to do. And then we'll put it on the market, and I'll give you. We'll split the money 55-45. I'll give you 55% of the proceeds.
Okay. Yeah, that was in my back pocket, Dr. Joy. Like, I was going to do that to move forward the divorce, like, after we separate, to give him an incentive to sign the papers, like, give him some money.
Well, and I would have this all, you know, I would have this deal all done with a lawyer before the house is put on the market, because that's a joint asset. And so, and in theory, if you're in a community, whose name is on the deed? Both of yours?
Yes.
Okay, so
my name is the only one on the mortgage with the bank.
Well, then you've got, I mean, if you're the only one on the deed, then it's, if it's a community property, say, so you still probably have to split it.
We do.
But the point is, what you're trying to do is get the job done as quickly and efficiently and cheaply as possible. And that probably involves him doing the work. Because you're going to pay somebody else to do it otherwise.
Right.
And that'll double your cost because labor is expensive.
Right. And he does a good job and he's fast.
Okay. So basically what you're saying to him, you're making him the deal that says, if you'll help me to do this so we can sell our joint asset, then I will pay you essentially to do it. Because I can't pay you now because there's no money up front, but I will give you 55% of the proceeds as opposed to my 45%, which essentially is rewarding him for his work. It's paying him for his work. It's just paying him after the fact. And that should make some sense to him. But before you do any of that, you need to have a lawyer drop the papers that he agrees to the divorce. Before you actually sort of sign off on you giving him 55%. But, I mean, the thing is, get the house done. If your friend is willing to loan you the money temporarily, sign a note to them and just see if you can't get it done. If you can't, I just put the house on the market. Because people are, depending on where you live, housing, mortgage rates are at an all-time low, basically. The housing market has really bounced back in most places. And you may be able, even with kind of an undone kitchen, I know people who've bought projects, and they felt like they got a better deal on them, and they sort of redid it to their own specifications, and they just put whatever it was going to cost to get the mortgage or to get the kitchen and bathrooms done as part of their mortgage.
Okay, because we've already had it on the market last year, from September. We had it on September to February.
I think depending on where you live, the summer is usually the time because people change schools, so they want to buy a house over the summer so they can start their kids in the school system.
You're right, but we had just gotten the floor tiled by then, you know, because he was like, "Oh, we have to get the floor tiled before we put it on the market," and then as soon as it was done, I talked to a realtor.
Well, go talk to a realtor, but I would talk with him first and see if he will agree that you can get the money, you get the stuff from Home Depot or wherever over the weekend, it's done in the next 2 weeks, then both of you are in a completely different place. Okay?
Right. Thank you.
Give it a try. I wouldn't give him the money and have him walk away, because I don't know what that would mean, and I don't think he does either. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.